Hi, this is Millie, and welcome to the Escaping Narcissistic Mothers podcast, where you'll find the validation and love you've been looking for. I can help you navigate the difficult waters of going no contact. Please follow me on Instagram at Escaping Narcissistic Mothers, all one word. Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. And that's as far as I'm going to go because we're right at the end of the year. And we're all feeling it. I know we're feeling it. This year has been rough. And I've been saying that in my podcast since 2020. Right? Every year has been rough. And this one has been, it's been rough because of everything happening around the world. I have had a very good year. At least the second half of it was a very good year. Or very good half of a year. but this podcast, I wanted to make it like I always do. And I am going to talk about the things I talk about. But I want to put a little spin on it. First, I want to be grateful. I am grateful for every single one of you that listen to my podcast. And for those of you that have bought me a coffee, I appreciate it so much. It just means so much to me, more than the actual gift, the fact that you like my podcast that much, that you want to gift something to me. It's just, I don't know how to appreciate that. If you would like to, the link is in the description. All right, well, moving on. I am still stuffy from COVID. I did test today and I am negative, so I no longer have COVID. And I'm grateful for that too. As bad as it was, because it was bad, it was my first time and it was bad, and I felt sick, very sick. I'm grateful that I got it early enough so that I would test negative right before Christmas. So it didn't ruin Christmas. But the whole month of December is the month of having the Christmas spirit. And I just realized that I didn't have it. And I actually had this conversation with my supervisor, my boss, because he kind of said the same thing, that he wasn't really in the spirit. He's also not been feeling well, hadn't been feeling well. He's feeling fine now. And I think when we physically don't feel well, it's very difficult to get into the Christmas spirit. And of course, when do we get sick? Around Christmas, right? November, December, January. But a lot of people get sick around this time of the year. And what I wanted to say is that no matter how you're feeling, physically or emotionally, that it is okay to not have the Christmas spirit. It is okay to not be into it. And please don't force yourself, okay? Forcing yourself is just going to make you bitter, angry, uncomfortable. Last year, I didn't put up a tree. It's not the first year I didn't put up a tree. I haven't put up a tree many times. Christmas became something that wasn't a positive experience when I was young because my mom decided whether we were going to celebrate, whether it was going to be happy, and I got to a point where I just hated it. And so much so that I remember being married the first time and making plans with my ex, you know, like make-believe plans, the kind of plans you go, oh, I wish I could do this. Making plans to go to like a tropical island during Christmas time and not celebrating, as if Christmas wasn't celebrated in every part of the world, pretty much. Not everywhere, I know that. But a lot of the world does celebrate Christmas. So I wanted to get away. I didn't even want to be in New York, because that's where I lived at the time, and be, you know, have this Christmas forced on me. And I never got to do that. But then I marry my current husband. I say that. I don't like the way it sounds. My husband. And his Christmas spirit, he doesn't have a lot of Christmas spirit. And it's usually up to me whether we put up a tree, whether we do anything, you know. So this year, I had, the tree was built. It was sitting in our living room area for close to a month. And then we got COVID, because the weekend that I was going to decorate the tree, that's when I got sick. And so it was just standing there, empty, no lights, no ornaments, nothing. And one of the things that I had not talked about, but I'm going to talk about it briefly now, is one of the thing that made my birthday so great was my daughter came to surprise me for my birthday. She was not living here. And she stayed. She didn't go back to where she was living. I'm not going to talk about the why of it, but she's home. And that is the best thing that happened this year. This year. She's home. She's with us. And she just said to me a couple of hours ago that where she was living, for some reason, they didn't celebrate anything. Nothing. No Thanksgiving, no Christmas. So last Thanksgiving, they didn't do anything. I think they did eat, but they didn't eat traditional Thanksgiving food. I don't think they put up a tree or listen to Christmas music. It was just another day. And when she said that to me, I thought to myself, I have to do something for Christmas. I have to put the spirit up. And I just said not to force it, but I didn't have to, because it was my daughter. And for her, I will do anything. So I went into the garage, because we bought a new tree this year, a fake one, but it's a new tree. We had had the same one for many years, and it was time for a new tree. And I went in the garage where the old tree was actually up from 2 or 3 years ago, and plucked all of the ornaments off of it, put it in a box. And the Christmas lights and put in a box, and came in and started decorating the tree. And I realized, well, you're doing this because your daughter kind of put you in the spirit, but you're doing it alone. So she's 21 years old, by the way, people. This is not a child. She's 21. So I put the Chipmunks Christmas music for you guys that are American. I'm sure I don't know if it was popular anywhere else in the 80s, but that is a memory of mine of being a child. I had the 8-track. If you're old enough, you know what I'm saying. If you're not, it was an old way to listen to music. I had the 8-track of the Chipmunks Christmas. But now with Spotify, I just played it on Spotify, and immediately the tears started to flow, because it brought me back to Christmas as a child. And I don't really remember anything right now. Like, I can't pinpoint what, you know, how Christmas was when I was a kid. I can't remember. And that is common for us who have been raised by narcissistic parents. There are things we just don't remember. I sort of remember. I remember some of them. Because we used to travel, and I remember one year we spent, like, to me it seemed forever, but it was probably like a week. We spent it at my aunt, my uncle's house, apartment, where we ended up moving years later to that building. And that was probably the best memory of Christmas I have, because I was with my cousins. And it felt like the best Christmas ever. It just did. I don't know how to explain it. And I think a lot of you understand what I'm saying. It just felt great, you know. And the day that we had to come home, my cousin, he was only 5, so I was 7. He got so angry, he wouldn't talk to me. And that's a cute story. This is the second cousin I've talked about in the past, where I unfortunately had to cut ties with him because he was a flying monkey for my aunt, and he was the only one I thought I could trust, and then I realized it was one-sided. I mean, it just was, and I had to cut ties with him, but I do have that memory that I can hold on to, right, of a joyful, beautiful Christmas and New Year's Eve. Not every moment of my childhood was terrible, and neither was yours. I mean, that's a part of a narcissist, is that they have to be good and do things for you and make things good for you. Otherwise, you leave earlier, right? And they want to have you hooked in. So, I let myself cry today. I mean, I was basically crying right before I started the podcast because I knew that this was the moment I needed to record this. And that's my message to you this year. Feel your feelings, whatever they are. If you're sad, it's okay to be sad. If you just want no contact and you're confused and sad and don't know who in your family's on your side and you're worried about what people think of you, it's normal. You know what I always say if you've been listening to my podcast is what other people think of you is none of your business. And that's still true. But if you are having feelings about that, and you're going to, because you're human and you're empathic, then you have those feelings. Process those feelings, okay? My message is, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to feel sad. Christmas is hyped up about giving gifts, and that's stressful in and of itself. Can you imagine last year I hadn't worked for years? Inflation had gone cattywampus, and last year was not easy, right? And I still had the stressor of, you know, between me and my husband, we're like, we'll just buy each other something small, but I still had to send something to my daughter, right? I was still stressed out. And with good reason. It wasn't a fun season, and then something crazy happened on Christmas Day. If you want to listen, go back and look for my Christmas podcast from last year. And you can hear the story of the flying monkey I spoke to after years and years and years. But if you're feeling bad, it's okay. Christmas is not happy for everybody. We're all living in the same world and having different experiences. This is something I saw in a YouTube video yesterday, and it like blew my mind because I know this, but I never heard anyone say it. So I'm going to say it. There are billions of people on this planet, and we all live on this planet. And every single one of us are having a different experience living on this planet. Completely different. You may live next door to someone and have a completely different experience of life. Because we're unique, we're living through our own eyes, and have our own experiences. So as many people as exist, that's how many experiences are happening. So some people, they have money, they're comfortable, and they're just, you know, Christmas is a time for opulence and, you know, an 11-foot tree with, you know, several 11-foot trees, right? And whatever, right? Doesn't matter. And then some people can have the money and still not be in the best mood. It doesn't matter, right? Feel what you feel. And do what you want to do. Don't have that obligation, especially if it has to do with the narcissistic mother. Do not feel obligated. Do not feel obligated to go to mom's house or whoever is doing Christmas this year. If they're flying monkeys, you don't want to be around them. Do not feel obligated to do that. Do not feel obligated that if you're the one who does Christmas to do it this year, if you don't want to be around those people. Do not feel obligated. There is nothing, there is no law that says that we have to do anything we don't want to do as adults. Period. We should not be around people we don't want to be around. I saw, I don't know what it was. It was on social media and someone saying that, it was a religious person. I don't remember who, but it was a religious person who said this. Oh my goodness. I remembered. It was a YouTube video of these priests that they review memes, Christian memes or Catholic memes or whatever. Doesn't matter. And they said something that immediately I was like, okay, I can't listen to them anymore. And again, it's not the religion. It's what they said, you know, specifically. Because I was watching and I thought they were being funny. They said that we're in an era where people just turn their backs on other people just because they make them uncomfortable, and that we want our lives to feel good and feel perfect. And I was like, oh my God, you are so wrong. You are so wrong. It has nothing to do with our lives being perfect. It has to do with preserving our mental sanity. Our lives do not have to be perfect, but boy, should we try to be as happy as we can and to not have people that are going to screw with our mental sanity, with our mental health. Even if it means separating from your own mother, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? I'm sorry. Especially, I'm not saying everyone go out and stop talking to mom. Those of us that were raised by a narcissistic mother, we're not lucky. We feel like we've been cheated, right? Like we should have had a different mother, and we deserve to have a different mother, and we did. So it's not that I'm saying, hey, go and stop talking to your mother. No. But again, you know, there's a fine line between is your mother truly a narcissist and toxic. I shouldn't use the word narcissist so much and more say, you know, a toxic upbringing, an abusive upbringing, and a mother that was just, you know, a little strict, but now really doesn't really have traits, you know, manipulative and you were never good enough. And those are different things. Physical abuse. Those are different things than just a mom who's a little overboard, you know, with the strictness, you know? there's a lot of good mothers out there that are a little stricter than other mothers. All right? I'm not one of them. I'm one of the ones that overcorrected. And maybe wasn't strict enough, but I got really lucky with my daughter. She's been a great kid. I have no complaints. She's a great kid. Have there been moments? Oh, God, yes. She's a girl. And of course, we butt heads. But she's a wonderful kid who has come around. And things are just looking so bright. And because of her, I now want to participate in Christmas. Now that we're feeling better physically. And so the bottom line here is, so I put up the tree. I decorated the tree. Not put it up. It was up. It's been up. It's been there, it, almost like mocking me, like, when are you going to decorate me? When are you going to decorate me? But I really didn't want to until she said that. And it's up, it's lit, it's decorated, it's, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I did it, because I want to feel it. I want to feel that thing, the thing I felt when I was a kid, right? And I did. This is the sad part. I was on the holiday party planning committee at work, and for the first time in many years, I was feeling that spirit again. Finally, I was feeling the spirit. And when do I get COVID? I started feeling sick the day of the party. So it kind of it really did affect me. It didn't affect me for like a week. For a week, I was still like gung-ho, where am I going to be fine for Christmas? I was in a good mood. So much so that I couldn't believe my own thoughts. Because usually I would go right to the pity party. And why me? Well, it's always Christmas. And that's what I always think, right? When something goes wrong around Christmas. It's always around Christmas. And why does it always happen to me? And I didn't go there. I stayed upbeat. But after over a week of still not feeling great, it starts to wear on you. Up to the point where I was like, I don't know if I want to participate in Christmas too much this year. But I just needed my daughter to say, I'm so excited this year. I get to celebrate. Because she didn't celebrate for 2 years. She didn't. And she got to celebrate again. She's getting to celebrate many times, right? Thanksgiving, me and my husband went to my ex's house to have Thanksgiving. And it was wonderful. It was fun. And now Christmas, she gets to do Christmas with her dad on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with us and where we're going. Okay? So my usual podcast is just like the Thanksgiving one. You know, create new memories. And I'm still going to say that. For those of you that have decided that you're not going to participate in family Christmas, then you have to create your new memories. And I just did that because I had my daughter help me with the ornaments. I grabbed her. And I didn't know if she was going to push back, but she didn't. She was like, okay. And she started putting up the ornaments on the tree with me. That's a memory I'm going to have. That's a new memory. And that's what we need to do, is create new memories with our family, with our immediate family, with our children. Because you're going to miss the family Christmas that you may not be attending this year. But that's okay, because it doesn't mean it's over. It just means that it's going to be different. Different isn't always bad. Change isn't always bad. You can make this a fantastic Christmas for you and your family. But if you're not in the mood, you also don't have to participate. It's up to you, right? Those of you that have children, I know have to, right? And you may not want to. Do it. Do the best you can. There is one that I say you have to grin and bear it because you have little kids. You have to do it, right? Create the new memories, like I said. Create it. Make it fun. Make hot chocolate with your kids. And put Christmas music and decorate the tree. Right? Do whatever you have to make it as fun as you can for the kids. Because you don't want to do to them what was done to you. So do it. Create new memories. New traditions. Traditions are traditions now, but they started somewhere. So you start them. And two generations from now, there'll be traditions that you started. All right, guys. I'm going to end it there. I love you all so much. Remember, I'm just one of you. Please have a wonderful holiday. And remember that we can make our lives better. It's there for us to just grab it. I know it's hard to see it sometimes, but I grabbed this year in June. I grabbed. And since then, everything has been improving for me. It takes just taking one small step and then another small step and another small step. And you can get there. You can get there. I love you all. Have a wonderful holiday, and I'll see you next year.